Hey, I want to tell you some more about the wedding. We had chicken and castor oil, lobster a la Limburg, with tomatoes and surprise. But it was no surprise to me because I eat tomatoes long before that. Hey, you know Abram Cohen? He was there too with his two daughters, Rachel and Becky. And the oldest girl, a girl from 17 years old, a smart girl. Oi, 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 with a girl. Smart? She uses words so big that you couldn't understand her at all. She recites for the company a nice piece of poetry, Sleep by the Ditch, by Ella Sweeler Pillbox. And the other little girl, she sings for us a nice song, On the Tale of the Lonesome Schwein. She got a fine voice, I tell you. Muzzle soprano. Her father told me he's going to send her to Italy to have it calcimined. 2 weeks ago, that poor girl, she couldn't sing a note. Something the matter with her neck. The doctor performed an operation. He cut out her utensils. Now she sings fine. Then the other little girl, she plays something on the piano. The Maiden's Prayer by Sousa. Cohen says, say, Levinsky, what do you think of her execution? I said, I'm in favor of it. We were sitting by the table together. He knows everything, Cohen. He says he don't like roast beef because the gravy don't match his vest. He was all dressed up, Cohen. I thought he had on a red necktie with white stripes. I found out afterwards we had tomato soup with macaroni for dinner. And right away by the table, he takes a knife in his hand and commences to pick his teeth with a knife. I told him, say, Cohen, don't you do that. That's ain't etiquette. Use a fork. Then he takes the bottle of pickled onions. Pickled onions? Takes from inside the bottle everything out, and he puts them in his pocket. I says, what are you doing, Cohen? He says, shh, I bought a new coat. He thought there was temper balls. Then the waiter, he brings in a plate with a whole chicken. Cohen thought it was for him, he pulled it over. I said, say, Cohen, you ain't gonna eat that chicken all alone. He said, no, maybe we'll get potatoes with it. And I got the wishbone. Mrs. Klein said to me, whoever gets the wishbone, you shut your eyes and make a wish. Whatever you wish for will be granted. But by such a dinner like that, you got to keep your eyes open. So I put the wishbone in my pocket, and I thought I'll wish for something else later on. Well, Cohen said if I had it, I would wish for another chicken. One with dresses on. Well, there was one Irishman at the wedding. One Irishman. Come on. Mickey McDougal, the janitor in the building. Nobody invited him to come in, and nobody had the nerve to invite him to go out. They give him 3-4 glasses of beer right away. He wants to lick everybody. Well, say, if you wait a little while, I will tell you some more about the wedding.